from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, let's take the football.
COVID game in Carolina. There was no fans at the end of the year. They obviously come in, lay an egg. Bryce Young, now the whole conversation's going to be about him. Let's move to some other games. Is there anything to gain if you're MCDC to be like, yeah, we can win the Super Bowl this year, or does it legitimize any of these big wins? Well, the thought of you just being a DC again and getting back in that thing was wild. Is this natural for these rookies? We will talk about Kyle Shanahan's offense later in this discussion because massive Monday Night Football game.
How's Bill Belichick? The absence of Bill Belichick on the Pat McAfee show yesterday. And you heard a lot of questions there from McAfee.
A lot of questions. Firing at him.
Just peppering him. Oh, what about being a D.C.?
Shanahan's offense.
What's going on in Carolina?
Yeah.
You know, the burning questions that we all want to know about from Bill Belichick.
Yep. First game in 20 years not coached by Bill Belichick this past weekend for the New England Patriots.
First time
he get brought up.
First time he's sat around and watched football for 50 years.
He's been in the league for 50 years.
He's been coaching. Yep. Finally gets to kick his feet up. You get his thoughts on the league.
Maybe the team he coached for 20 years.
Well, you would think.
Maybe.
One question. I'm reading from our guy Fitzy. It's Jones and Keith here on WEEI.
Uh-huh.
We'll get to the AFC East. State of the division. We'll get to Monday Night Football last night with all your phone calls. 617-779-7937. We'll do that coming up shortly after 11. Our guy Fitzy on Twitter yesterday. This is where I first saw it.
Yep.
Because I didn't watch this full interview, and I'm glad I didn't. Fitzy tweeted out, did I just watch Bill Belichick on McAfee for almost 40 minutes and not a single question or mention of the Patriots with a massive upset in their first regular season game without Bill as a head coach? Or did I miss something, he said.
40 minutes?
40 minutes.
So two obvious questions.
There's only 32 teams in the league, Keith. And spend a minute on each team. You could ask a question on every single team. They didn't do that. And have some left over.
Well, you had to ask him if he was going to be a D coordinator again. No, so
had to get in that Panthers
question. All right, so here's the deal. So McAfee, people love him, people hate him, whatever. There's very little in between when it comes to McAfee. He does a lot of interviews, like his show. There's always different guests popping in and out of there. So the question would be two things. One, did McAfee somehow decide not to ask him a Patriots question?
No.
Or did Bill Belichick go on and say, hey, no Pats questions this week?
Bingo.
Because they won.
Bingo.
And I'm the most salty guy in the world about it.
Bingo.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like that too. Like, well, I like McAfee. I don't like watch the show, but like I like the clips and whatever. I know people make fun of him, but I like McAfee. I feel like he for sure would have. Plus, he's got a guy on the show who's a huge Pats fan. Boston Connor.
I'm
pretty sure he would have asked anybody else about the Patriots.
They ask Boston-centric questions. It's a great point.
All the time.
They ask Boston-centric questions in like every interview because of Boston Connor.
Right.
And they don't ask one about the Patriots. You just nailed it. And like,
if they lost, though, first question.
Oh, didn't they miss
First
you, Bill?
First question.
How do you not even ask it? Is just like a, hey, I guess they don't miss you. Ha, ha, ha. And then never talk about
he
it again.
He asked Vince McMahon tougher questions when he worked for the WWE.
Okay, so I say how. I know the answer. It's the same stuff that used to go on with Jim Gray and Tom Brady
Scratchy.
In his weekly interview. Hey, this is off limits. We're not going to ask about this. Don't ask me about that.
How
Here's what I want to talk about. No, it
it's
is embarrassing.
So embarrassing. You have six jobs and you can't talk about the Patriots after they win?
Because, Keith, none of it is about Bill and his analysis. None of it is about Bill and the X's and O's and what he knows. None of it's about that. It's all about Bill rehabbing his image to get back into the league. It's all about Bill and what helps Bill.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about anything else. It's about Bill collecting a check and what helps Bill Belichick. That's it. And so coming in, talking about how the Patriots don't miss Bill, how the team's ready to run through a wall for the new guy, how they won and got more out of Bill's players than Bill could last year. None of that makes him look good. None of that helps Bill. None of that helps his image. None of that gets him rehired. And so Bill says, I'm not doing it. And McAfee says, whatever. I don't care.
Bill Belichick's
on the show. You don't want to talk about that? Whatever. That's fine. And I don't even care about the McAfee part of it all that much. If you want to get into a wider discussion about media and journalism, I guess we can.
Yeah.
I don't care about it. I just know that's how it works. McAfee says, all right, Bill, you're coming on the show. Bill says, I don't want to talk about that. McAfee says, fine. We have Bill. We're paying him all this money. People want to tune in to hear him. If people question my journalistic integrity, oh, well.
All right.
I got Bill Belichick.
So,
that's how it works.
I know you don't want to talk about McAfee, but and I know this is apples to oranges because we are a local show. He is a national show. But if we were offered Bill Belichick and they were like, hey, you just can't talk about the Patriots, would you even take him?
On our show?
We couldn't.
No.
Like, we couldn't.
No.
But, like, another national show, I also feel like this particular Monday, the day after the game.
If I were McAfee, I would.
Yeah, I guess you would. Well, I think it's already part of the deal. And, like, he's going to get a lot of viewers, and people are going to be talking about it.
I get Bill every week, but I can't make Bill look bad in the interview with the Patriots? Fine.
It's also insane, though, that you have him on for 40 minutes and not 10. Like, it's 10 minutes, and if you're whatever, like, Monday Night Football's on your network, it's all very incestuous. You want to talk about that stuff? I kind of get it. But, like, you are it's a 40-minute show.
Content.
Yeah, it's content, all right. Like, of all the jobs he has, and Lanny was on this first. Lanny's not super interested in what Bill or Brady has to say.
Yeah, Lanny.
And I'm kind of like, I get it.
Lanny, did you like the Manning cast last night? I know you were locked in on the Manning cast.
Yeah, right. Didn't even bother.
So, like,
oh,
I get
Peyton, you're awesome. Oh, Bill, you're awesome.
Oh, hey, Eli beat me in a Super Bowl.
A lot of back scratching, a lot of heavier stuff than that. But anyway, I just feel like how, even nationally, if you're not a Patriots fan, aren't you kind of interested? Like, let's say Andy Reid got fired by the Chiefs after, like, two bad seasons. And then he's doing 8 media jobs. And Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, whatever, they grind out a win the next week. You're not asking Andy Reid about the Chiefs?
Of course you are. If you have any journalistic integrity. But, like, I'm telling you right now, if I was doing a national show and they're like, you get Bill every week, you can't make him look bad on the Pats. I'd probably say, all right, fine.
No, yeah, probably. Because it's not a huge loss.
I don't have integrity.
Yeah.
On this show.
McAfee's getting paid pretty well just to have these fluff guests.
Yeah, in New England, we would have to. McAfee doesn't have to. Although, what you just said is a great point. If it's a 10-minute interview, maybe it gets lost.
Maybe. I still feel like it's the first question. But
40 minutes.
Yeah. You had it on for a while.
It's 2 episodes if I'm watching on, you know, your Netflix or HBO Max or whatever, 2 episodes of Seinfeld. You can't squeeze two questions, a question about the Patriots? You can't do it?
But what's crazy
even
is,
joke about how, hey, Bill, they didn't miss, hey, Bill, they didn't miss you?
Well, if they lose and when they lose, they're for sure going to talk about it.
I was just going to say, like, take away the team. Take away that it was the Patriots and Bengals. You would ask Bill about the biggest upset in week 1.
Also true. Yes, you're right. Well, how did that happen? Especially a team that won on defense and special teams, which is that guy's thing.
Yeah.
And didn't ask him about it.
Nope. So
talk about that Shanahan offense.
No. And you know, this is proof that it's going to be fraudulent because it's the easiest thing in the world to predict. The Patriots get a huge win without Bill, with all Bill's guys, and they look better without Bill. Bill doesn't get a question about it. If they get smoked by Seattle while they're starting 3-0, so I take it back.
The Niners.
If there's 3-0,
week 4 when they get slammed by the Niners.
3-0 when they get slammed by the Niners.
Yeah. Bill, what do you think?
It's the whole interview.
Yeah, Bill, what happened out there?
It's going to be 10 minutes out of the 40 minutes talking about the Patriots and this.
Riding high. What happened?
You know that's going to happen. Yeah. And that will be proof that it's fraudulent and it's not a real interview.
No, it's not.
And Bill is complicit in what is asked and what's not asked. Again, because Bill's not doing real analysis. Bill's there to help his image, rehab his image, and get another job. Whether he gets another job or not, I have no idea. I would lean no as a coach. But that's what he is trying to do.
Yeah.
And coming out and talking about how great the Patriots look without him does not help Bill. It hurts Bill. And so that's the game being played. And as long as you're aware of it and you're okay with it, fine. But be aware of it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.